We're taking your calls at 212-433-9692. You can leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. And you might also want to check out the Newsweek poll, which is in the new issue of Newsweek, which gives, well, 66% of the American public right now is very or somewhat optimistic about an Obama presidency, 27% very or somewhat pessimistic. Chuck was probably one of those. And then there was a mixed don't know of 7%. The American public right now is hoping for a major turnaround. Of course, as I said earlier, reality will set in as there are successes and failures. That's always the case. But it was interesting to note that health care was the number one issue. 36% of all Americans considered our highest priority. Energy, second. Iraq, just third, even though Iraq was so important in the early part of the Obama campaign. Relations with allies is just behind Iraq at 13%. Iraq is 15%. And Afghanistan at 9%. Afghanistan was another big issue for Barack Obama. We are taking your calls. That's the way I dial it. 212-433-9692. And Kevin from Chelsea, you're on the air.
Hey. For me, this really pointed out what awful self-evaluators we human beings are. You know, everybody was so shocked that we could pick an African-American for president. And we sort of profiled ourselves out of seeing how much we'd grown and matured over the years. And we turned out to be a lot nicer than we thought.
You think this is a matter of niceness? Perhaps it was a matter of people feeling a little desperate. George Bush was the most unpopular president in the history of the United States. And perhaps people really did feel that there was need for a change. And I don't know whether Barack Obama would have won the election if not for the way so many perceived the Bush presidency.
I can't argue that. But there was enough room in our hearts. You know, I mean, it would have simply been impossible 15 years ago or 20 years ago. And it's sort of like we've grown. Mm-hmm. You know, this wasn't such a big deal. We could overlook it and do what we needed to do.
Well, thank you so much for calling us.
Okay.
And we go now to Pepe from Manhattan. Hi, Pepe. You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I'd just like to say I'm very proud of being an American by choice, became a citizen this year. And
you're not from Ireland, are you, Pepe? Oh, that was the other guy.
I'm sorry?
You're not from Ireland. Where are you from?
Chile.
Ah.
And I'm very proud of the process of democracy. It works in other countries. Sometimes you need bullets and cannons to get someone elected or put in power. And I feel that other parts of the world will feel about us in a better way, not that we're pushing them around, which is not the case, but that's what people perceive us that we do. And like it looks like this, like he said in the middle of his acceptance speech, he says, "We the people." And that's what this country is based upon. And that's why I chose to be an American.
Now, have you spoken to people back in Chile?
Yes, some of them, they also feel the same way, that it's like a new beginning. You know, whether they're right or wrong, but it's like Americans, for the most part, are good people. It's a good country. We are the country that helped the most in the nations around the globe, and some people forget about that. But for the most part, everybody feels that the country is in good hands.
Well,
I'm not trying to make a commercial.
Chile was a country that was one of the most successful democracies, and then there were the years of the Pinochet dictatorship. So it's a country that also has a strong sense of a new beginning.
Yes, always. Democracy always works. Sometimes it's not perfect, but it's better than
But do people blame the United States for helping Pinochet come to power?
I don't think for the most part. The ones that benefit of blaming the game, they will use that as an excuse. But every political process has a beginning and an end. And then in Chile, that's the way it was.
Well, We thank you so much for calling us, and we thank all of you who have participated in today's special inaugural program. We will continue talking about the inauguration on WNYC. Follow us on AM. This is the Leonard Lopate Show. You've been listening to WNYC's special coverage of Inauguration Day. Stay with us throughout the afternoon to hear more about the day's events and reactions. The Leonard Lopate Show is produced by Blakeney Schick, Sarah English, and Stephen Valentino. Melissa Egan is the executive producer. We had help today from Julia Corcoran and Alex Simons. Debbie Fountain was at the audio controls. And thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow. Joan Rivers will be here along with Patricia T. O'Connor taking your calls on the language, dancer Edward Villela, and more. I'll see you then.